Blog Talk Radio.
America, you love freedom, and you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Right Central, home of proud deplorables seeking truth and nothing but the truth. Now let's give it up for your host, Ish Bolano.
There you go. There you go. All righty, guys. Let's just take this back for 1 second. Because honestly, we had some technical difficulties. Everything that I was trying to do, it didn't even work. I called in to report what's actually happening and nothing. So let me just take it back. Let me do the whole thing over then. Do the introduction so it can actually feel like a good segment. So I don't like doing things incomplete. Let me just redo this one time. There you go.
America, you love freedom, then you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Right Central, home of proud deplorables seeking truth and nothing but the truth. Now let's give it up for your host, Ish Bolano.
I think Americans should sleep well at night. I have no concerns about this particular rhetoric of the last few days. I think the president, again, as commander-in-chief, I think he felt it necessary to issue a very strong statement directly to North Korea. But I think what the president was just reaffirming is the United States has the capability to fully defend itself from any attack and defend our allies, and we will do so. So I think what the president was doing is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that Kim Jong-un would understand, because he doesn't seem to understand diplomatic language. I think the president just wanted to be clear to the North Korean regime that the U.S., you know, unquestionable ability to defend itself, will defend itself and its allies. And I think it was important that he deliver that message to avoid any miscalculation on their part. The strategy we're currently on is working. In fact, again, we have now garnered widespread international support, obviously not just with the U.S. Security Council resolution, but globally. Countries are speaking out and expressing the same view as to what North Korea should do, which is not be a threat to the stability of the region. I think, in fact, the pressure is starting to show. I think that's why the rhetoric coming out of Pyongyang is beginning to become louder and more threatening. Whether we've got them backed into a corner or not is difficult to say, but diplomatically, you never like to have someone in a corner without a way for them to get out.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners worldwide, and absolutely listeners of the Right Central. That was our Secretary of State, Rex Tillerson. Great man. He's done some fine work. We are under one of the biggest, I would say, catastrophe, but I don't want to get to that point. The world really wants to see what's Trump made of. The wrong ones really want to get with the program. We don't have any problem with wiping anybody out, taking anybody down, unless after peace is served. The North Koreans have done nothing but imply everything negative towards the U.S. and the world, beginning with its leaders and wounding people, taking all their food, not providing medicine, and him having all the support. Communism is something that has to be ended, ladies and gentlemen. This is something that has to be an awareness for people, because communism is still around. I told you guys from the first segment, I have a Cuban heritage. I've told you guys that I understand how communism works and how socialism begins. North Korea, they're on another level of communism. That's full dictatorship. But North Korea, we are not frightened. Americans are not frightened. Trump, you guys are little cockroaches to Trump. We know what you guys are planning, what the North Koreans are doing. We also know that other places in the world, communism exists. But nothing like ever, or probably since World War II, we've had such a collusion. Not Russian collusion, because that's the only thing CNN and fake news ever talks about, Russian collusion. This is serious, and this is serious to the T, right there to the end. It's not something you want to mess around with. It's not someone that you want to be involved with, and it's not definitely someone you want to be an ally with. So already everything that's on the table stays on the table. Rex Tillerson is trying to actually tell us to be safe, and that's it. Don't start looking into things that aren't real, the news that's fake, okay? Because the North Koreans, they don't have the balls to hit America. You really want to mess with America? Do you know who our allies are? Do you want me to go down the list? It's a quite extensive list, so I think we're not going to be here for 45 minutes. We're going to be here for more than an hour. Because Trump has allies all over the world. We got allies in Saudi. Saudi Arabia is helping us out. Hell, they put a lot of money on arms so we can get them. We got people surrounding North Korea, ISIS, communism, socialism, and anyone who practices and invokes in any of that. That's just not the way it should be. You see, if you look into communism and you read the definition of communism, you'll be able to tell that, yeah, it's written in a very nice way. You see, everybody's like, whoa, is this guy into communism? No, I'm not into communism. But if you read the actual definition, it provides security, provides equality, provides diversity. But in the long run, does that work? Is it immigration or is it an invasion? The Middle East isn't—they aren't suffering something normal. It's not an immigration crisis, okay? Actual crisis that wants to invoke and take over the EU and the Middle East. And I'm talking about ISIS. North Korea, the fat man just wants to do everything. He just wants to take everybody out. And that military he has, they take that military uniform and I can just throw it in the dirt and just light it up on fire, because that's not military. North Korean military, that is not military. And you guys can take me away. Take me away. I'm not saying anything that's fake. I'm not trying to put anything that's not real. It's just what it is. If you look at all the videos that I actually looked through, and if you see everything, millions of examples that happen, not just in North Korea, not just in Cuba, my hometown, but also in Venezuela, which is just the biggest crisis at the moment. So what happened? What happened, Venezuelans? What happened when the Cubans told you to not vote for this idiot again? What happened when the Cubans told you, you guys are going to end up in probably worse than what we are right now? You cannot just give things away. You got to work. You got to work hard. You got to break your back. You got to feel sore. You got to feel stressed. And then that's when shit works. Okay? Not the garbage. The garbage that's in Venezuela right now. And I know I'm getting pissed. I got to tone it all down. I got to tone this all down. Wow. Already 11 minutes went through. I don't even know what the... Look, it's 11 minutes past the hour. That was the introduction. I want people to be aware and I want you to be informed. Capitalism works. I'm not saying that it doesn't have any flaws. It has flaws. Not saying it's perfect, because you guys know who's the only perfect person in the world. He's not on earth. That's what I can say. You got to be self-aware of what's working and what isn't. You see, most of the people that actually love communism, A, they're getting paid by the government. B, they've never gone anywhere that communism is actually, you know, practiced. And C, they've never even come close to communism. They don't even know how to spell communism. Take them to Cuba. Take them to Cuba for 1 week. Take them to Venezuela, where the lines are longer than hell, that if you want to get one piece of ham, you won't be able to get it. You wait 4 or 5 hours, and then the guy just tells you, we're out of ham. Can you imagine living in a place that you want to look for some milk for your baby and you can't find the damn milk? Of course I'm angry. Of course the Right Central is made. Exactly, this is why the Right Central is here, because I am angry. I'm going to continue on being angry, continue on driving this energy on you once, because this is the truth. No one's going to buy you things. No one's going to give you stuff. Everything free, there's always an idea behind that free transaction, if you want to call it. It's never just a gift. There's always something around. Socialism is communism, but without a gun. Now that Venezuela is at the crisis that it's in, that's not socialism. They live through a socialistic environment, and the entire, look, we know where communism actually strikes, and you know what the signs of communism is. But let's be honest, Venezuela was never under the right type of power, okay? Yeah, I know the economy was booming. I know they had petroleum. I know their oil rig was high. They had real estate. People made international investments. I get all of that. But there wasn't a middle class. The middle class didn't exist. This is simple economics 101, okay? If things are too expensive and people don't make enough, my friends, that's an inflation. If you don't have enough money to buy what you want, that's an inflation. That's in the socialistic economy. It happens. Now, when you have the money and you can't find what you need, that's not socialism anymore. That's straight bullshit right there. That's communism, my friends. That's communism. Understand these terms, because I'm going to use these terms today and throughout the segment. Some people are asking me, like, Ish, why are you saying all of this? Why do you want to tell us what communism is? Because it almost happened here, idiots. We almost had a revolution taking the United States. Both by a socialist who was known as a socialist, Bernie Sanders, and the crook communist, because she's a straight communist, who wants to take your guns away and limit your freedom of right, Hillary Clinton. Just because they got a suit doesn't mean they're nice people. Fidel had a suit. What do you think about him? Hitler was always in a suit. Did you like him? Doesn't mean that a suit drives and actually brings good people. It's not. That doesn't mean anything. Okay? The number is 929-477-2212. It's already 12 minutes. No, not even. 15 minutes after the hour. That's 15 minutes in the first hour, because we're not going to do 2 or 3 hours. I'm already visualizing doing 2 or 3 hours. It's ridiculous. I got this narcissistic brain that for some reason I can just lose myself in what I'm doing. It's natural, right? It's natural when you actually feel that something's wrong. And I mean, I'm not trying to preach to anybody here. I'm not trying to actually be, you know, the vocal guy and be the mad guy. It's just this shit pisses me off. If it doesn't piss me off, then I mean, what? I don't have emotions? I don't got any feelings? I can alter your feelings. You want me to alter your feelings? That's fine. Let's try to do this. Visualize this. Visualize right now that you're in Venezuela. And for people who don't know what's happening in Venezuela, you're lost. With the constant riots. I actually have someone who's going to call in. She's probably going to call in. I don't know. Whatever, when she calls in, I'll just take the call. And she's going to be one of our guests for TRC tonight. And she has a lot of good info about what's going on in Venezuela. If you don't believe me, that's fine. I'll just bring on someone who actually does say what's happening over there, who's seen it with their own two eyes. A lot has happened in the last couple of years. But like I said, I don't remember it getting to this point. You know, the melting pot continues on. It just continues on boiling, you see? Let me try to paint a picture. It just continues on boiling. The more fire you put into it, it's just going to get hotter. Obvious. How do you think that's happening right now in the economy? The Dow is actually 22,000%, 22,000 points, and that's actually the highest it's ever been in our economy. We have the strongest economy since the Reagan days, both in unemployment. We're getting more people on though in the employment line. We're getting more people to get jobs. And it's actually helpful and beneficial to many of us. You know, if you work and you pay taxes, you want people to have money. You want others to have a job because you don't want to pay for lazy people. Okay? That's what it's got into. No more laziness. No more blindness. No more procrastination. Don't procrastinate. If you say you're going to do something, do it. And don't be fake. There's nothing worse about being fake. And problem is, you might just want to just jump on the Trump train for now. That's the safest. You want my honest and ethnic response? This is what I'm going to tell everybody before I take on my guest. So I just want her to just listen up really quick because I don't want her to get out. Guys, this is a wake-up call. This is episode 001. This is actually the first and official segment TRC radio show, okay? And this is a show to bring self-awareness to others. If you don't have self-awareness, you're not going to go anywhere. You're going to fall. And without self-awareness, you won't be able to pick yourself up because you got no self-awareness. So before you do something stupid and praise the wrong people, there's always two sides to one story. Don't stick with one. It's not only one. Okay? It's 50-50, not 100 zip. Alrighty, guys, so now let me just take on my guest. Her name is Maria Andrea. She is the CEO, founder of Gardens of Venezuela on the Instagram. We found each other. We started talking. She's actually a great gal. Very nice young woman. So just put your hands together. Let's give it up for Maria Andrea. How are you, Maria? What's up, Maria? Are you here? Are you on? Are you live? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
How are you, hon? Thank you so much for joining on the Right Central. You know, I'm really thankful
thank
for having
you,
you on
you.
The show. Oof, it's a pleasure.
I'm honored.
Definitely, it's an honor as well, hon. So let's just stick to the facts because I know people are now, a couple of people are actually sending me chats saying, where do I get this information? I mean, I don't have anything to lie to people. You know, I can take a picture of my computer and show everybody. So I don't know if you heard a little bit earlier of what I was saying about Venezuela and about North Korea. Do you agree with what's happening in Venezuela? Well, obviously you don't, but I mean, how can you improve that situation? Because I'm Cuban and you and I, you know, we've spoken on different occasions on private and you know where my heritage is, right? So from someone who's actually lived in Venezuela and has Venezuelan heritage, I definitely want to hear your take on what can be done. The people want to hear what can be done to save that beautiful land, because that's a beautiful land.
Oh, right now a crisis increases because this is a crisis that we're living in right now. This is a humanitarian crisis. There needs to be a military intervention. It doesn't necessarily have to be an international military intervention. It can be our own military where it can take down the dictator, because it's not only just the dictator, it's actually his followers, his administration as well. He's rewriting the constitution. He's making laws at his own will. Venezuelans have basically been shut down. Their internet is not working right now. I'm trying to communicate with my father. He cannot text me right now through WhatsApp, something so simple. I'm trying to call my brothers and, you know, let them know that I'm here talking and I haven't been reaching them at all. So this is what Venezuelans are leaving. So, like I said, military intervention to take down the dictator, and obviously all.
I'm sorry to cut you off, but look, this is, you have an excellent point, but I just want you, this is the thing. You're super right. But this is the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know some guy called Diosdado Cabello, right?
Oh, that's the worst. That's Satan. Venezuela's Satan.
That's that exactly. To everybody yeah. thinks that Maduro is the actual Satan of Venezuela, you guys are wrong. Okay?
He's
dumber than a freaking donkey. He doesn't know anything. Can you just, the way he talks,
mm-hmm.
it already dictates his education level. The guy's an idiot. Okay? So he's not
he
running
was a
the chain.
Bus driver.
Look at that. He's a freaking bus driver. Like, I'm not putting bus drivers down, but hey, if you want to make a little bit more money, you got to do some harder stuff. All right? Sitting all day in a mm-hmm. bus is not going to get you a mansion. So you got to do harder stuff. But this guy, he takes all his, everything that comes from Maduro comes from Diosdado Cabello. So it's not just him. That's what you're saying. Mm-hmm. You're saying that it's more than one person, right?
There's more than one person, yes.
Mm. But he runs the military. That piece of garbage runs the military. And the hardest mm-hmm. part, this is the hardest thing, because I agree with what you said, but there's just one thing I would tweak. Unfortunately, in this manner, I don't think Venezuela can do it on its own. You know why I don't think Venezuela can do it on its own? Because the same way Cuba has been trying to do it on its own, it's not going to get mm-hmm. anywhere at all. There needs to be international and foreign military intervention. And for people who don't know what the hell that means, it's just a really scientific term to say foreign military needs to go in. Because everybody who's actually there, they're not with the people. They're not for the people.
No.
They don't even care mm-hmm. about the people. They just want the cash. They want the Mercedes. Can you believe I saw a picture of a 2013 BMW in Venezuela? And I'm not even shitting this. I went on Yahoo and I saw a 2013 Mercedes in freaking... Bro, and there's no food. And there's no food.
Yeah.
So we got a German manufactured $60,000 car in a land where there's no milk. You can,
mm-hmm.
like, how the hell, right? It was just such a beautiful land, so much trade. And especially with my land, because you know I'm Cuban. Cuba and Venezuela
right.
had very, very great, great international trades. And let's be honest, I'm not even going to lie. Venezuela was the most powerful country in, I guess, South America. You know, it was
right.
It was the place to be. It was the place to be. You see, Maria. So
yeah, 60 years ago, when my grandparents, they had the United States, Australia, and Venezuela, and they chose Venezuela because 60 years ago, Venezuela was so. Mm-hmm. Right now, they're there. Basically, they took the lands that they worked so hard for, the government, and I'm talking about Chavez. I've been getting a lot of people in my Instagram telling me, oh, Chavez was the best. Chavez had so many ideas to help the people. No, you're wrong, because my grandparents had to work so hard to get their farm going, to get these acres, these houses. And basically, los Chavistas, they took part of it so they could put people in there.
And most of, just so people can understand what Los Chavistas is, because there's not a lot of people understand what Spanish is. That's just basically a term they use for people who were with Chavez. You see, there's just people
right.
who just were just with him every way of the way. And they just said, look, this is my guy and this is who I want to praise. But that's where the problem came. You see, despite
right. mm-hmm.
all that oil, despite all that oil and all those investments and those great business deals, there was always one thing that was lacking in Venezuela, and I said it in the beginning of this program. Let's see if you ever agree with me. The middle class
mm-hmm.
did not exist in Venezuela, or did not exist strong enough. You see, it did not exist strong enough to actually, you know, create a safe economy for others. It didn't. It was, if you were rich, you were probably just rich, or you were just dead broke. And the problem is, the ones who were dead broke were the ones that voted for Chavez, right?
Yes, you're totally right. But isn't their votes were being manipulated, too.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's another thing we forgot to talk about. Manipulation in the voting polls. That's another, that's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and this is something...
Oh my God.
That has been happening since 2006 when basically wanted to write a new constitution. Basically what they're trying to do right now with the new constituent assembly. This happened in 2006, but Chavez actually asked the people, would you like for the constitution to be rewritten? And we had to vote yes and no. And, you know, some people thought that he was being democratically, but no, it was the voting was rigged. They basically hacked the voting machine, can have more votes on his favor, and so he could do whatever he wanted. And this is proof right now because we actually had the electronic voting company, Smartmatic, they an assembly as a fraud. Because they said, we have 18 million Venezuelans voting for the Constituent Assembly. And Smartmatic found 2 million Venezuelans only voted for the Constituent Assembly. So it was marked a fraud. And we always knew this was happening. But like I said, there's no law.
That's the problem. That's the thing. And I know a lot of people are wondering, look, how can they manipulate voting polls? Guys, it happened here. Let me not even go that far. Let's already take a little step back from the Venezuelan thing. Let me just close it off for our great guest because Maria Andrea is giving us some great stuff. We're already finished. Wow, these 45 minutes honestly went way too fast. Like, I'm actually looking at the on-air time, and I can't even believe that freaking 45 minutes just went by. There's only 15 minutes left. All
right,
so basically, let me just sum it up for you guys. Also, what Maria Andrea is saying, she suffered from a communistic idea where they try to change Venezuela, where she saw things happening, right? She grew up in all that stuff. But unfortunately, she saw the good, and now she sees the bad too. So she has a taste of not just the good, she has the taste of what was very well, I'm not even very awesome because it was great to unfortunately declining. So I'm not making this up. No, I'm not making any of this stuff up. You can look on her Instagram. Her Instagram is actually Guardians of Venezuela. Am I right, Maria? Is that the, just tell everybody where they can find you because this is, you're magnificent. And I want everybody to go on your page and see these images and these videos of what's happening in Venezuela because you're outstanding. So you can promote your thing, girl.
Okay, it's guardians.of.venezuela because there's a lot of Guardians of Venezuela right now for some reason. But mine is guardians.of.venezuela. Sorry. You can find me.
There you go. There you go. There you go, guys. You got everything there. Just send her a DM. Send me a DM if you want me to contact you with her, whatever you guys want. She's available and she's ready to take your questions and show you the stats. We're not making this stuff up. If you think we are, go on her Instagram and check out those pics. Maria, it's honestly a more than gratitude. It's 100% honored to actually have you on TRC Radio. Looking forward today to be. It's a great segment. I feel it's a great segment. And next segment, we're going to have you on as well. So thank you so much for your time and your dedication to come on TRC. Thank you.
Great night.
Likewise. My friends, that was a live interview with someone who actually enhanced the good and enhanced the bad. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not something I make up. This is not something that I'm actually trying to invent. I'm a very, very good, I'm very good at storytelling. I can storytell my life away. I can be here for 5 hours. Obviously, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to take your time. But one thing I can tell you is that what is said on TRC is no lie. Communism is doing things that, it ruins lives. It ruins lives and it ruins perspectives, okay? If you have a perspective and that perspective transcends to a larger group of people, you lost people. Look what Hitler did. One man, just one guy, and that animal almost destroyed, I would probably round it up to the 7 million Jews, 7 million Christians, 7 million anybody anti, you know, anybody who's against his regime. He killed everything and anything in his way. When the government begins to start killing people, that is not something that they're supposed to do. The military of your nation is not supposed to serve. It's not supposed to do something other than serve and protect, take and neglect. They're not going to go into your house and they're not going to get any of your shit because you know that the government will never do it. So why would you have any fear? People are scared to go out of their homes. People are scared to walk around the corner because they don't know if they're just going to get caught for smuggling milk. Something as simple as milk. Something as simple as milk is something you'll get caught for and arrested. You want to live in that life? We're just going to the grocery store, finding what you need, and then get it taken away from you. Is that fair? Is that fair? Is that fair for the ones that actually worked hard and got it? If you think that's fair, that's your perspective. That's your little crazy-ass perspective that you got to try to... You're the danger. If you don't change it, you're the danger. Communism doesn't induce anything but just anti-family, anti-God, anti-religion, anti-love, and anything that actually means something. It just gets taken care of. It just gets taken away from you. Nothing is taken care of. There has to be a lot of things to change that perspective. The communism perspective. A lot of people think that taking away from people is the right thing to do. No, it's not. In my vocab, that's called stealing. In my dialect, that's called robbing. How am I going to take something from someone and that's not mine? I might ask for it, right? I might ask for, I guess, like a cup of sugar, but I'm not going to take the guy's car because he didn't give me a cup of sugar. Well, that's what's happening. People take you right off the street. They're getting abducted. I saw a video that I put on therightcentral.com of just a random place, and they're taking a bunch of prisoners to that random place. You see a camera. You see the random people taken there. You see them, you know, with military force taking just one guy and just throwing them into the room or into the van like a pig, just saying, get in there. Who cares about you? That's not life. I wish I can talk to the people in Venezuela, and I wish I can tell them just one thing. And pray to God, I hope they actually listen to this message, because this is the first time I'm going to say, and this is the last time I'm going to say, because the less I can say, I mean, the less I can get sued for, right? No, I'm just kidding. But let me just give you guys a quick message. Anything that provides any free charge, anything free, anything that you don't have to work for, anything that's just given, it doesn't work. I want you all to understand, you need to work hard for your shit. You need to work hard to get what you want. That's why they call it hard work. Work isn't nice. Work isn't fun. Try asking people that actually do labor work. Try asking the editor of TRC, who's actually a labor worker, try asking him how it feels to stand up on your feet for 11 hours. Working around with metal and sheets of metal. That's life. You all may not have a labor job, but you guys actually have to do something to provide food on your table. And thank God you can find food. And thank God you can put that food on your table. Because in Venezuela, you can find the food. Doesn't mean you're going to keep it. And you can have the food. And you'll probably get robbed, or someone will kick down your door, or the military will talk in their little stupid accent and just take everything you got. That's not fun. And just like it's happened in Venezuela, it's happened in North Korea, just in a different part of the hemisphere. the fat man Kim Jong-un, he's trying us. POTUS 45 is not going to back down. I'm telling you, this is a different administration. This is a different group of people. We got people in our administration that they don't play. And when they don't play, I wouldn't play with those type of people. The U.S. has the weapons and the arms to destroy whatever the hell we want. Do you guys know that the United States military is so strong? It's always been strong. Now that we took out the transgenders from the military, probably even stronger. Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, my bad. I'm not supposed to say that. That's fine. You're pissed about it? Call me. But it's true. The truth isn't always pretty. Just because one person thinks it's crazy, it doesn't actually mean it's crazy. It's just your perspective isn't on the same route. Now, you all may be saying, Ishmael, this is all great. So where can I take this? There's going to be an election on 2020. Or did you guys forget? You guys forgot already about the election we're going to have? Trump isn't going to be in office forever. I know some of you guys are actually shrugging down and just saying, oh, I wish he was, you know, the president forever. But no, I don't want a president to have to, you know, more than two terms. I don't need a president to have more than two terms. That's what actually drives the United States of America. We ensure freedom to freedom holders. Our military serves and protects. For sure, it does not take away and neglect. Our troops are actually in Afghanistan and getting shot at by a bunch of weird ISIS morons, and they're trying to shoot down our men. For what? What's their message? Do they fall under communism? Are they trying to imply communism in the world? No. That's by far communism. That's Satanism. Satanism is ruining this world. By cutting off people's hands and chopping them up like pig chops doesn't mean what? That's part of the Quran? That's part of their lifestyle? We have to take it? I'm not taking anything from nobody. I'm not taking anything from nobody. Freedom stays in the United States. Just like I put that segment last week and I included a video of Reagan. And in that Reagan video, you need to fight for freedom. You need to fight for what's yours. You need to ignore what they tell you and remember that communism does not work. All of this is just it's just a self-awareness. I guess I'm kind of plotting something, you know, like a warning sign for people, but this is just what it is. Millennials, I'm talking to you guys. Millennials, I'm talking to all of you guys. I'm also talking, you know, to the older people. And I guess, you know, the more mature crowd, but they get it. Be surprised at the people that don't, but they get it. Now that we have five more minutes, I just want to tell you guys that, look, all of this means nothing if they don't practice it. If you don't practice this message, and it's just a simple message, it's just protect your freedom. Freedom isn't free. And always serve and protect. Those are the morals of a true American. You don't have to be in the military to actually take that exact motto. You can be just like a civilian like I am, sitting here talking to you guys and tell you guys what we're supposed to do. Everybody forgot what we're supposed to do. Everybody thinks that making $100,000 in one day is life. Try to make $100,000 in a communistic country. You won't even come to a dollar. Money isn't everything. It guarantees more freedom. But it does not guarantee freedom, if you see what I'm saying. Capitalism is not the best thing in the planet, but it has survived all these years. And then for that reason, it's the best thing on this planet. You try and tell me what's the next form of government that actually benefits the people, that isn't capitalism, that isn't having an economy where you can buy whatever you want, go wherever you want. I can sit in front of my house until 12 o'clock at night with my windows open and door open, and I'm not even under threat. Just like our last caller, Maria Andrea, ask her if you can do that in Venezuela. Ask her if you can actually put yourself in a position of going to a club or going to a mall or just walking around the park. They don't care. Socialism, communism, Marxism does not ensure safety. It only ensures pockets. It ensures a lot of pockets and a lot of dollar bills. And there's a lot of people getting paid. And the funny thing is, those same people come out here. They come to the United States. They buy what they need. And they just go right back to their country. They just go right back to the country. And that's the government in Venezuela. That's what the Venezuelan government does. No one has it. Oh, but that's fine. Let's give them a way to get out of Venezuela because they got a million people probably stranded. And let's have that piece of garbage buy what they need and go back to the country that they're actually inflating. That's what they're doing. You think that's right? I don't. I don't. I will never think that communism and socialism and all that garbage is correct. That's not part of the Right Central. It's not part of this program. It's definitely not going to be in America. I want everybody to just take this chance to understand what I'm trying to say. I'm not trying to, you know, slap anybody on the wrist. I just want you to be aware of what might come. They're always going to try to do a revolution in America, in the United States of America. We just escaped one in 2016. We just elected someone who we know we can do what we want. We don't have to call the government or let them know what we're going to do. It's not something that we live as Americans. It's definitely something we're going to start impeaching, and we're not going to get anybody impeached as well. Donald is staying. I am staying. This is our second episode. Well, I guess it's episode 001. Only one perspective can change the globe. I want you guys to all be able to send me. You can send me a. Yeah, let me just give you guys the website. The rights. Yeah, now the lady already. This thing already told me I have 60 more seconds. So just go on therightcentral.com. You can send me. You can go to the contact tab and just send me an email. You can send us an email on Instagram, Twitter. Then most importantly, just go on therightcentral.com. You'll have all our social networks and all our social medias on the top. I have it really nice, really nicely assembled. Remember, I'm an IT professional. I'm trying to keep it professional. Trying to keep you professional by just putting on the facts and neglecting the BS. TRC is not a place to start talking BS. If you want to start talking BS, our next show is on Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Get to me, send me an email, send me a message. You can be a guest on the show. Spread the word, and you already know what you have to do next week. So until then, I'm your host, Ish Balano, and see you next Wednesday.